Hello and welcome to All Things Apostolic. My name is Casey Cease, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about some exciting things that have taken place, and we're going to talk about some exciting things in the future. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome to All Things Apostolic. My name is Casey Cease and I'll be your host for today. I'm so happy to be with you on this Wednesday, April the 9th. It's been quite a while since I've been on an episode of All Things Apostolic. You might remember from an earlier episode a couple weeks ago, I believe it was maybe 4 weeks ago, I had discussed being part of a car accident. I was driving home from the Wilson University offices in Elk Grove, California, to my home in Turlock. And while I was driving down 99, I was rear-ended by another car, and my car was totaled. I had to deal with some health issues there, some medical checkups, deal with insurance, and then ultimately go and buy another car. And so by the time we sorted all of that out at the end of last month, March, my wife was in a car accident. She was rear-ended on 99 driving towards Modesto. It was her, my three daughters, in the car. The car was totaled, but thank God all four of them were fine. We're just having to work through that side of things now. And so when I get back from where I'm at, we're going to have to go look for a car so that she has a car. And so the first couple months of 2025 have been a little crazy for me. However, not everything that's happened has been bad. In fact, there's been a lot more good taking place than there has been bad. Anytime something gets a little out of hand, anytime things get a little bit crazy, one of my verses that I always love to go back to is Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, which tells us that we need to think on things that are true, that are honest, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, that are of good rapport. And it goes on to say, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. The reason why that is important is because a lot of times we go through life and bad things happen, and it's real easy to stay down in the mully grubs. It's real easy to get upset. It's real easy to allow the pressures of the world to get on you. But if we changed our lens a little bit and looked at life through a lens of blessing and abundance, we would realize that there's a lot more good that goes on in our lives than bad. You could think of probably 100 things right now off the top of your head that are blessings. A lot of times we don't think about the fact that we woke up this morning. A lot of times we don't think about the fact that I've got a roof over my head. I've got a family. I've got a good church. I've got maybe not a lot, but there is some money in the bank, right? All of these things are blessings, and we can't allow the world to strip us of our blessings or the way we view things. I'm reminded of an old song that we used to sing a lot when I first got into church, and that was the song where it said, this joy I have, the world didn't give it, so the world can't take it away. And so if you're going through something today, I really hope that's your outlook. I hope that you're holding on to the good things that God has done in your life and the good things that God will continue to do in your life. Philippians 4 and 8, think on the things that are true, that are honest, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, of good rapport, of virtue, and of praise. These are the things that we're supposed to think on. That doesn't mean that we ignore the other things. There's things that have to be taken care of. For instance, I was in a car accident. I had to take care of some things in order to get that straightened out. My wife was in a car accident. There were things that needed to be taken care of in order for that to be straightened out. But don't come so fixated on it that that is the lens through which you view everything, because there are plenty of good things that are taking place. In fact, right after the accident, my wife and I had already had this on our schedule. And so what we ended up doing was we left for a week. We went up to Spokane, Washington. And we were at Summit Conference with Cornerstone Pentecostal Church there in Spokane, Pastor Rick Mayo, and it was a great time. It started off with Mark Dross preaching on transporters of revival, And then Thursday morning, Bishop Wade Bass preached on, I believe the title was Lifted Up to Be Sat Down. And he was talking about being lifted up in God, but still being able to maintain a connection with people, to be able to minister with to them and feel what they feel. Thursday night, Charles Robinette preached, and I believe the title of his sermon was It's Time for Kingdom Acceleration and Multiplication. It was like somebody threw a bomb in the room and it just exploded from the very beginning. Very powerful service Thursday night. And then Friday morning, Dr. Nathaniel Wilson, Bishop Wilson, preached on the topic of foot placement, and he articulated the need for ministers and those ministering, whether or not you're a pulpit minister or a leader in your own right, the need for you to not just focus on the structural side of things and the things that are familiar and sure-footed, but also being led of the Spirit and walking in the Spirit. And then Friday night ended and concluded with Matt Tuttle preaching on the circle before the city. If you didn't get a chance to listen to these in person, or if you didn't see them or listen to them on Holy Ghost Radio or any other medium, you're going to want to go to either Spokane's Cornerstone Pentecostal Church in Spokane's website for it to direct you to their YouTube page, or just go directly to YouTube and type in Cornerstone Pentecostal Church, Spokane. All five of these services are archived there. You owe it to yourself to go listen to these. These were powerful sermons. They changed a lot of things in me personally. There were, I received words there, and it wasn't just the preacher preaching. In fact, I believe it was Friday night while the preacher was preaching, God was speaking to me while Brother Tuttle was preaching, and as he was speaking to me, someone else in the atmosphere that was on the other side of the sanctuary actually texted me something in the moment, and it was exactly what God was speaking to me. When you get in those types of environments, there's no telling what will happen. Now, while everything at Summit was amazing, from the preaching to the hospitality to everything, Cornerstone and Pastor and Sister Rick Mayo just do a wonderful job with everything. But my favorite thing was Summit Kids. And so Thursday night and Friday night, they had Summit Kids. I believe it was ages like 6 to 10 or something of that nature. But my older daughter and my middle-aged daughter both got to attend Summit Kids. And on Thursday night, my middle-aged daughter, Sophia, who is 6 years old, received the baptism of the Holy Ghost there at Summit Conference. And so in the midst of the craziness, in the midst of everything going on, we were able to get to Summit Conference and not allow that to deter us. And the reward was that my daughter received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then we were talking to her on the way home, and she wanted to get baptized. And she ended up getting baptized then Sunday night in Turlock at church. So Sophia's repented. She's received the gift of the Holy Ghost, and she's been baptized in Jesus' name. In addition to those great services at Summit, 3 weeks ago, we had Brother Roger Carruth come and preach at the church. We had, I believe, 4 guests in the house. One received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then 2 weeks ago, we had evangelist Jared Marks preach, and he preached the house down. And so I love the opportunity and the ability to bring in outside preachers to bring a fresh word. And these two individuals just stepped right into the Spirit and ministered in a powerful way. If you're a pastor watching this and you're looking for an evangelist to come in, I would recommend Brother Roger Carruth and Brother Jared Marks. They both ministered powerfully in the Spirit. And so there's been a lot of good things going on. In addition to all those good things going on, I'm sure you can notice that this is not the normal background that is behind me. This, what you see behind me, is actually Cairo, Egypt. Right now, I'm in Cairo, Egypt. I flew in through Qatar. Qatar Airlines landed in Qatar and then flew here from Qatar. Qatar, side note, their airport is probably one of the most beautiful airports I've ever been in. You walk in and I don't know how to explain it. It's just amazing. But then from Qatar, flew here. I got in about 11 o'clock Tuesday night. Right now it is about 3 a.m. in Cairo, which means it's probably about 9 or 10 o'clock in California Tuesday night. So it is Wednesday where I'm at. It's Tuesday in the United States. But by the time you see this, it will be Wednesday. The reason I'm in Qatar, the reason I'm in Cairo, the reason I'm in Egypt right now, is because I'm here with Brother Ryan Wardwell, Dr. King, Bishop Elder, and Brother Hicks, in addition to going around and seeing all the sites that you could imagine here in Egypt. I know one of the places that Brother Wardwell was talking to me about that we're going to go see is the storehouses where Joseph stored everything in Genesis during the famine. But in addition to seeing these, one of the things we're doing is we are going to be recording lectures here in Egypt for the upcoming Biblical History and Archaeology Certificate that will be offered through Wilson University. Last year in October, we were on a trip with Dr. King in Turkey, and we got to go through the seven churches of Asia Minor, the ones that are listed in Revelation, the book of Revelation. And so this certificate, this Biblical History and Archaeology Certificate, you are going to see lectures from the exact spot of the seven churches of Asia Minor. You're going to see lectures in the Old Testament directly from places in Egypt where these things have taken place. So if you're interested in biblical history, if you're interested in archaeology or seeing any of these things, you're going to want to sign up. You're going to want to keep your eyes open for when the Biblical History and Archaeology Certificate is released. It is going to be great. In addition to the Biblical History and Archaeology degree, the first cert that we have coming out that's brand new is the Business as Mission Certificate. It's four courses. It starts out with talking about a theology of blessing and moves all the way through stewardship, putting things in place and how to accentuate your calling if God's called you to business. Here at Wilson University, we don't believe that it's just preachers that are called and pastors that are called. We believe that every born-again believer has a calling on their life, and that extends to business. So if you're in business and you want to learn more about business as mission, be on the lookout for the Business as Mission certificate that we are offering here through the university in the next couple months. And the last thing I want to talk about in terms of new updates is we are also in, you've heard Dr. Wilson talk about a little bit, we are in the process of creating a new master's degree here at Wilson University. Dr. Wilson is going to be writing a couple courses. Dr. Merritt is writing a course, soon to be Dr. Miles Young is working on some lectures for this degree, soon to be Dr. Caleb Adams. I believe they both are doctors in May. He's working on some stuff. I'm working on a course. Dr. Chelsea Hall is working on some courses for the master's from a counseling perspective. It's going to be a great degree. So if you've got a bachelor's already, or if you are working on your bachelor's at Wilson University or any other university, be on the lookout for the Masters of Arts in Leadership at Wilson University. It is going to be a well-rounded degree that you are going to be blessed by. Kind of in the same vein, if you weren't a part of the Spring Research Colloquium, it just took place a couple weeks ago. Caleb Adams spoke on the topic of assimilating new converts. And Pastor Miles Young spoke on the topic of pastoral transition. If you missed that, you missed some real good content. Any pastor out there that's in a season where they know they're going to be transitioning soon, or even if you're not in that season, transition is inevitable. Every church, every leadership, every pastor is going to go through a transition. We don't live forever. We want to make sure that we leave into the... Pastor Young's presentation was phenomenal. You don't want to miss the Spring Research Colloquiums. And then on top of that, Caleb Adams, very practical advice, very sound research around assimilating new converts in the church. be on the lookout. There is going to be a fall research colloquium coming up here at Wilson University. You don't want to miss it. If you do want to see, I believe they recorded it, if you do want to see the 2025 Spring Research Colloquium, send an email to info@wilsonu.edu to see if they can get you a copy of that recording, because it is great information. That's all I have for today. Next week, be sure to tune in next week. Next week, I'm going to show some clips of what we've done, what's taken place here in Egypt this week. And so you're going to see some behind-the-scenes footage of a lot of really cool stuff. So tune in next week, Wednesday. Look forward to seeing you. God bless, and have a great day.